What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, May 9th, 2018, middle of the weekday, day starting that long, slow glide down to Pauhana Friday. It's also the Lady Claire's birthday, and no, I will not tell you how old she is today because she'll skin me alive and dip what's left in turpentine. So consider that classified information here. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. So let's get right on into it. Obviously, still seeing a lot of fallout from Trump's announcement yesterday that he's pulling out of the Iran deal, which has upset the other signatories to the deal. It's upset Iran, obviously, and it's upset a lot of people here in the United States as well, except for the war hawks, the neocons, and so forth. Iran's supreme leader has attacked what he describes as Trump's 10 lies and says America can't do a darn thing. And apparently over in Iran, politicians set fire to a U.S. flag. They're chanting death to America, and they vow to keep developing long-range ballistic missiles. So the situation has gone from bad to worse. So we've succeeded in angering a nation that historically is very slow to anger. Now, interesting little article that came out of Yahoo.com. Actually, it's Fox News. It's sourced at Fox News, Shepard Smith. And he has a clarification for us all that we need to pay attention to. Don't say Trump pulled out of the Iran deal. He made a decision to violate it. He just violated the Iran deal. Period. End of discussion. And that is, I think, a much more accurate way of describing the situation. He violated the deal. He's in violation. And that's going to have foreign policy repercussions around the world. Now, a lot of people are still commenting about Benjamin Netanyahu's dog and pony show a week ago Monday, with his set full of props and data files and CDs, and the claim that Mossad had stolen a small mountain of top-secret Iranian nuclear data from an unguarded warehouse in Tehran, and claimed that this material proved Iran was lying about having halted its covert nuclear program and should not be trusted. Now, this is rich coming from Israel, which has a nuclear program and nuclear weapons, refuses to disclose them, refuses to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, refuses to allow IAEA inspectors. So applying Netanyahu's own logic to Netanyahu, nobody should be trusting him either. It's a case of the nuclear pot calling the kettle radioactive. The reality is that all of this documentation was known to the IAEA. In fact, it may well be that Israel simply hacked into the IAEA's computers and downloaded it all. It was a material that Iran had surrendered to the IAEA when they were laying the groundwork for the P5+1 deal. And it documents a program that was shut down and confirmed to have been shut down all the way back in 2003. So Netanyahu's out there saying, Iran lied, but Israel's been lying for decades. And Israel's lie is the more dangerous one to the region. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Jim in Chicago, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. This morning, I watched the entire hearing of the nominee for the CIA directorship. She was sort of, so-so. I really do believe that she will be confirmed, even though I would not accept that. The one senator who asked the most important question and the nominee could not answer it. It was Senator Harris from California. She asked her, even though you might think what you did was legal, is it moral? She would not answer that question. It was asked to her three or four times, and she said, she was tap dancing. So that's the most important thing. She will not answer a question when it comes to morality.
Well, we don't expect the CIA to be a moral organization. They never have been in their entire history. But yeah, it was quite a dog and pony show. And I don't know if you caught this or not, but Ray McGovern, the former CIA analyst and anti-war activist, tried to stand up and ask a question about a CIA black site in Thailand, and he was just grabbed and thrown out of the hearing by the Capitol Police.
I did see that, yeah. So, but that, again, Ray McGovern, he's very consistent, and he knows exactly what goes on in the CIA.
Yes, he does. I had a chance to meet with him and talk with him at length on the 10th anniversary of 9/11 in New York. And there's no question that he's very knowledgeable, that he knows how CIA works. There's no doubting his commitment to end war, which is now shared by so very many of us.
Right. Well, Michael, that's it. You take care and tell Claire happy birthday.
I certainly will. All right, getting on back to the news here. First of all, we're going to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are rejoining our network. And getting on back to the repercussions of Trump's decision yesterday, the Russian Foreign Ministry is saying they're deeply disappointed by Washington's decision to pull out from the Iran nuclear deal. And says it's a flagrant violation of international law, and it shows the U.S. is unable to negotiate. And they're saying that, once again, the U.S. is acting contrary to the position of most countries, not to mention two-thirds of the American people, while pursuing solely its own narrow, selfish, and momentary interests. I would have said monetary interests, because that's what this is all about. Getting control of that Iranian oil and selling it only for the dollar. Getting rid of that Iranian central bank and imposing a private central bank on them. It's ultimately all about money and power. So we're now seeing indications that the U.S. wants an Iraq-style regime change in Iran. This according to an article from Russia Today. And they're saying that this withdrawal from the nuclear deal is the first step in the American plan for a regime change in Iran carried out basically as a mirror of the Iraq scenario. This is coming from Middle East expert Sameh Ramadani. And if one listens carefully to what Trump was saying, really, the U.S. is not only withdrawing from this multilateral international agreement unilaterally, scrapping it, but it's actually threatening a regime change in Iran. And we all heard his speech. It was bellicose. It was full of all kinds of insults. And the speech was quite reminiscent of George Bush Jr.'s speech before the U.S.-led invasion in 2003. Yet another war launched with lies about weapons of mass destruction. And it's no secret the U.S. has been trying to destabilize Iran ever since 1979, because the U.S. overthrew the government of Iran, Mohammad Mossadegh, in 1953. And Iran suffered under the U.S. puppet ruler, the Shah of Iran, until 1979, when they were just fed up and said, that's it, we're kicking them out. And the U.S. doesn't like to lose their vassal states. And that's what the hate of Iran is all about. Once you're conquered by the American empire, you stay conquered. Same reason they're still pounding on Yemen. Now, the Speaker of Iran's parliament came out with a scathing review of Donald Trump's decision to pull out of the Iran deal, saying Trump doesn't have the mental capacity for his job. And I don't know about Trump's mental capacity, but again, and I said this even during the campaign, he went into the job dangerously naive about what's going on. He's too easily manipulated by those around him. He unfortunately is proving to be a very weak leader. He's posturing as a strong leader, but he's doing what he's being told by his advisors, especially Bolton. He surrounded himself with all these war hawks. So the Speaker of Iran's parliament basically ended by saying that Trump's abandoning of the deal was a diplomatic show, and Iran has no obligation to honor its commitments under the current situation. That's certainly true, but there may be a caveat to that. And Larijani said, it's obvious that Trump only understands the language of force. Well, that's all the U.S. government has left. They don't have the manufacturing to trade equally with the rest of the world. Nobody wants our GMO agriculture. Our infrastructure is just crumbled. People don't want to invest in here. All they've got left is the war machine. You've all heard the law of the hammer. Give a small child a hammer and everything he encounters needs pounding. Give a president a war machine and every country he encounters needs invading. Same logic. Now, once again, the IAEA is out there saying that Iran is fully in compliance with the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. They have been fully compliant ever since that agreement was signed. They are not the bad guys here. Now, Iran is saying that they will quit the nuclear deal without European guarantees. But they are already getting messages from other countries involved in the nuclear deal. They wanted to keep moving forward. They're willing to do trade deals. They're willing to keep this thing going. Macron and Rouhani agree to seek continued implementation of the nuclear deal. Boris Johnson came on out and said, we won't walk away. Germany is saying exactly the same thing. We haven't heard yet from the other members of the P4 plus one, obviously. But it looks like they're trying to keep this deal put together. Of course, Trump isn't interested in the nuclear deal anymore because he probably knows as well as anybody else. Iran didn't have nuclear weapons, wasn't building nuclear weapons. Trump just wants to bully Iran into surrendering their long-range ballistic missiles so that invasion of Iran will be that much easier and cheaper. Now, the Europeans are warning the United States not to block them from trying to stay in the Iran deal. This is coming from Britain, France, and Germany. They've all issued statements saying the U.S. must avoid taking action which obstructs the rest of the signatories from continuing with the deal. So they're trying to salvage this situation. Unfortunately, the U.S. is already out there strong-arming these other countries to try and cut off all contact with Iran. Richard Grenell, the U.S. ambassador to Germany, basically told Merkel they have to wind down operations immediately in Iran. Just pull whatever business interests you have out. Just get on out in saying that U.S. sanctions will target critical sectors of Iran's economy. German companies doing business in Iran should wind down operations immediately. Meanwhile, over at the Treasury, Mnuchin is revoking the Boeing and Airbus licenses to sell jets to Iran. Now, I don't know why Airbus, which is a European company, requires a U.S. license to sell to Iran, but Boeing certainly does. So all of you Boeing employees who are about to lose your jobs because Boeing's going to have to cut back production, you have Trump and his pulling out of the Iran deal to thank for that. Now, the U.S. is threatening to impose penalties on European firms if they remain partners with any Iranian companies or individuals on the sanctions lists. And they're getting ready for it with another huge one, more sanctions on everything. So the U.S. is throwing its weight around economically. Now, Europe and the U.S. are economically intertwined. Pardon me. Europe is already saying they are in many ways still dependent on the U.S. If the U.S. starts putting sanctions on Europe, that could cause a major rift between Europe and the United States. All right, let's take another phone call here. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? You know, the thing is, even I talk to some people in Israel, a lot of people, they think you got to get the chokehold of the Likud party out of the Knesset and out of the Prime Minister office, because I'll tell you one thing. What's that?
You've been hearing that a lot from people who are in Israel.
And the thing is, it's like they don't want wars. And the thing is, it's the reason why Netanyahu is bombing Syria, supposedly Iranian bases, because he is ready to go to jail. He's up his eyeballs in corruption.
Yes.
And the thing is, I am pro-Israel as far as being a sovereign nation, but I'm not pro-Netanyahu. That man's got to go. And personally, I would, if I were the president, I would tell, we ain't moving our embassy to Jerusalem until you, cut the crap. No more firing on unarmed Palestinian children. No more unprovoked bombings into Syria. you know.
I think Trump realizes how bad the optics look on this, that we are still sending weapons to Israel. We're still moving the embassy there. The corporate media, of course, is absolutely refusing to cover what Israel is doing to the people of Gaza, certainly not covering the use of illegal munitions, those butterfly bullets. They're illegal under international law. They're not even allowed to be used in warfare, actual warfare. Now, Israel is trying to claim that they have a right to shoot the Palestinians because they feel the Palestinians threaten their borders, and therefore it is a war zone. Well, if that's true, then the rules of war apply, and those bullets are illegal. So Israel is just in flagrant violation of every common sense humanitarian law.
Well, you know, personally, it's like I hear it, people, even Christians, justify the Israeli shooting unarmed Palestinian children. I'm like, no, you know, if I was a serviceman and I was in Iraq and I was shooting unarmed Iraqi children or unarmed, you know, I'd be court-martialed and thrown in a brick. I mean, in a stockade. Yep. I'd be pounding rocks in Leavenworth. But, you know, the thing is, I think we need to bring pressure to the president and say, we ain't going to support Israel if their behavior's like this. No way.
Well, unfortunately, anyway, the government isn't listening to us. They're listening to Israel. And I'm not exactly sure how it's being done, if it's just the force of their money or blackmail or what it is. But Israel has a lock on the U.S. federal government, and probably most of the state governments as well, such as South Carolina, which just passed that ridiculous law criminalizing criticism of Israel. It's terrible that we have all of these Israel firsters in our U.S. government. That is an absolute scandal in and of itself.
Well, I'm America first. I'm not Israel first. I'm pro-Israel as far as being a sovereign nation, but I'm America first. Right, thank
absolutely.
You, Mike.
Absolutely. We should all be America first. Trump campaigned on that, putting America first, making America great again. He was denounced as a racist for saying that, but he's not doing it. He's continuing down the path that is going to lead to this nation's ultimate ruin.
Well, I know it's Netanyahu. He visited a lot with the White House, more than any
yes.
other head of state. And personally, you know, if I were the president, I'd make Netanyahu get out on the back of the plane, saying you're a common criminal, you know, which he is. And I you know, and the thing is, like I say, every time, like I say, the corruption charge of Netanyahu comes up, he tries to start a war. And personally, you know, if you want to start a war, they can finish it. I ain't sending my son over to help fight it. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch to Jeff in Georgia. I got a few minutes here. Jeff, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, great show. The Jewish powers that run Western civilization have the greatest apparatus of control that I've ever seen in any empire, in any time in history. But you mentioned Shepard Smith, and the reason I don't follow Fox News or CNN or any of them is because they are not honest. Shepard Smith can attack Trump, but Shepard Smith cannot ask the question, you know, how did Israel get its nuclear bombs? How did they get away with stealing nuclear material from our country? Why can't the mainstream media... Where's the freedom to ask that question, Michael?
Well, it's in the independent media is where you're going to find that.
You are the independent media. And you also had another caller from Chicago who was kind of praising Kamala Harris, the senator out of California. You know, she's a puppet, too. She doesn't ask these questions. She should be asking the questions, why does the CIA even exist if it's able to... get away with a coup d'etat of a president and a soft coup d'etat of Nixon. The CIA should be destroyed, Michael. Would you agree?
I agree. Even when it was first set up at the end of World War II, Harry Truman said this is potentially very dangerous if it escapes civilian oversight, which it obviously has.
Yes. Really, that's all I had, Michael. You have a great show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Mike in Chicago. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mike, are you there? Okay, I do not hear Mike. All right, on to the news here. Okay, yeah, I understand he's not there. So anyway, getting on back to Iran, they took a poll of the Iranian people, and apparently the majority are basically in favor of resumption of nuclear enrichment as a reprisal for the U.S. withdrawal from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. And let's see, 92% of respondents this is having repercussions here. Now, we had a caller yesterday who called on in and tried to claim that there was a bribe paid by Obama to Iran in the form of an installment of $400 million. And I told him, no, that was not a bribe. They were returning Iran's money. And to give you a little more on that back story, basically it goes back to 1979. And the pre-revolutionary government of Iran, the Shah, had ordered a bunch of U.S. weapons that cost a lot of money. And they had already paid $400 million for the weapons when the revolution happened. And the United States, of course, immediately halted the delivery of the weapons. And basically, it was a refund. The money had been frozen by Iran's sanctions. And when the P5 plus one deal went through and the sanctions were lifted, Iran got its refund. And that's what it was. It wasn't a bribe. It was a refund for the undelivered weapons. Okay. Mike, I don't have your city, but aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. Hi, this is Mike, Chicago. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I was just going to say, meanwhile, I read an article today in Illinois. As of now, every Illinois citizen owes the pension funds $11,000 apiece. And I guess nobody's really worried about that until it
they ought to be.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the only time that there's going to be a crisis is when it runs out of money, and then I believe I read another article that disappeared. I don't know how. I was reading about a UPS worker in 08 who lost like 29% of his pension, and I mean he was already retiring. And sort of had to start all over again, really, him and his wife. So, therefore, and then 3 years ago, the Supreme Court of Illinois voted that you know they're going to have to raise taxes or get the money from other resources for Illinois, like you know roads and other things that the state pays for. But you're talking about billions of budget deficit of dollars. And
yep.
Then, you know, the problem with Chicago, Moody's, last time they tried to borrow money, they were just about junk rated. I mean, it's going to be interesting going forward to see what happens. But like I said, I sound like a broken record. I'm sorry. But like I said, I think we're just going to have to wait until there's a crisis. And then everybody's just going to take a 29-30% haircut, you know, on their pension.
If
you know,
not more. And that's going to get a lot of people very angry and probably willing to vote the incumbents out. So it's a mess. The crisis is already here. The crisis in pensions began back in 2008. It's a slow motion crisis, you know, kind of like the lava moving out of the volcano on the Big Island. We know it's a problem, but we haven't seen how far it's going to go. But the crisis is here. This economy's been driven off of a cliff, and at this point it's unrecoverable because of the huge amount of debt coupled with all the war spending.
Right, I'm right on board with you about these wars and the military budget. But another thing, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, man, but the student loans just hit a milestone. I believe it's $1.5 trillion. And
yes.
You know, to me, that's a whole generation of debtors that aren't going to be able to get a foot up because you know as well as I do, many of those jobs are not available. That you know, well paying jobs that they actually went to school for to pay for. So
yep.
Anyway, yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe we won't be able to get rid of these wars until we do have one of these dominoes to fall, you know.
I think that's what's going to have to happen. We're going to have to see the economy and the government collapse, and that will bring, hopefully, peace to the world, except Israel will simply find another nation to parasitize and fight its battles for it. Anyway, listen, Mike, got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to take two more phone calls, then we're going to close the lines because I got a lot of news to get through today. So let's go to Dennis in Indiana. Aloha, Dennis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hey, Mike, like your wife, Claire, I'm a Christian, so I'm a believer in Jesus. And I believe we're in the end times, and I believe that God is going to protect Israel no matter what, because Jerusalem is where Jesus is coming back at the Mount of Olives. Let's get past this point. Who's to say that you said there's a satellite that goes over our United States once every 12 hours from North Korea? Right?
I don't recall when I said that.
Maybe it was Mike Herzog, I think.
I think you heard that from someplace else, and I don't know whether North Korea does or does not have a satellite in polar orbit, but there are a lot of satellites up there.
Yeah. I heard Mike Herzog talking about that before he quit. And then I thought Tom, they usually calls in, says there's a port down in Florida where Iran has a port down in Florida, and they receive a lot of shipping containers that come over from China that get unloaded at that port in Florida and distributed throughout the United States. Okay.
I don't think it's Iran that acquired control of that port, but that's more of an economic issue. I can't imagine the government allowing Iran to come on in here, given the current state of tensions. But obviously, okay. with the harbor fees and all the rest of it, those ports are big money makers when you have a lot of cargo coming through. As shipping dries up, they're going to go out of business, which is, again, why the U.S. is opposed to China's One Road, One Belt project.
Right. Well, I just wondered because I thought I heard on another show of RBN that they had that port down there. Well, I was thinking, since Russia is Magog in the Bible, if Syria is Gog in the end times, and I truly believe we're in the end times, and it's a folding right before our very eyes, that Russia, China, and North Korea, if they're delivering here in them shipping containers, China and Russia and North Korea could ship, if that is the port there that Iran has a part of, they could ship.
Okay, I just found it. It's the United Arab Emirates, not Iran.
Okay, but I'm just saying that Russia and China and North Korea all of a sudden could, if they do truly have that satellite going over our nation once every 12 hours, they could be putting nuclear devices anywhere in any of those shipping containers and taking them to all our major cities in our country. And then anytime when they get ready, before if they decide to go into Iran and all that, they could actually, if that satellite can do it like a laser or a certain electromagnetic impulse to blow up every major city.
I think you give North Korea's space program a little bit too much credit. They do have some decent medium-range launchers, but any satellite North Korea would be able to put into orbit would be a very, very small one because of the limits to their largest rocket. It takes a big rocket to get anything significant up there. Okay?
I was thinking, with the help of China and Russia, all three of them together with their technology, plus with the technology
Russia doesn't want war. China doesn't want war. North Korea doesn't want war. Take a look over the last 18 years at which country it is that is constantly invading, bombing, and drone striking other nations. We're the aggressors. We're the bad guys, not Russia, not China, not North Korea. They just want to be left alone to live their lives, raise their kids, carry on with commerce. That's all.
Yeah, I believe that too, but I also believe that they want our nation too.
Dennis, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm like, listen, it's tough to follow that one,
I think he was drying his hair in the microwave oven this morning.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to point out that I know you ran something about two or three days ago on the a partial list, but it was extensive, really, of the Israeli lobby and how much we are owned and all that. And I see today that you also ran an article that talks about how many American Jews with American passports, who are American citizens. We know that there's quite a few Israelis that serve in the American government in positions of a lot of power. But how many American Jews serve in the Israeli army as American citizens? And it's tolerated. It's not tolerated in a lot of places. Like, you can lose your citizenship if you serve in some countries' armies, but you can serve in theirs. And I've seen other numbers that show that there are probably as many American Jews serving in the Israeli military as there are in the U.S. military. Now, call me a conspiracy theorist, but that signals to me a pretty big fifth column. And it's well on display with this thing with Iran, where even in the best of circumstances, that now that we've idiotically pulled out, the best of circumstances is that Iran will continue, and the Europeans will support them, and they'll continue. But we'll miss out on the billions of dollars of trade. We'll destroy any sort of diplomatic credibility on making an agreement, and we'll probably end up going to war. The price of gas is going to go sky high. And what kind of price do we pay for having this fifth column? You know? Think of it. Let's put that in dollars and cents. What's our defense budget going to be like because of this? What's the oil price is going to be like? What's our diplomatic credibility going to be like? And look at all the business we're missing by all the sanctions we're putting on Israel's enemies, and plus all the money we just outright give them. Let's try to put a price tag on Israel's fifth column in the United States, and I would tell you it's enormous.
Yes. Yes, it is. I mean, because, you know, people talk about the official economic aid given to Israel by our Congress, but there's a lot more besides that. The U.S. will build a run of weapons, more than they actually need. They'll declare the excess to be military surplus and then sell it to Israel for pennies on the dollar, even though it's all brand new equipment. That's another way that they help Israel. The U.S. government will loan Israel additional money. And then somewhere down the road in the middle of the night, Congress will vote to forgive that loan. So Israel just gets to keep the money, and they get to say they've never defaulted on a loan to the United States. It's just one scam after the other, after the other, after the other. And it is bleeding the nation dry.
And it's directed, this is lobbying effort and all this money of purchasing our government and taking away our rights to criticize that effort, by the way, our First Yes. Amendment rights and any amendment rights to criticize what they're doing in this fifth column. It's directed by a foreign government, and it's Yes. not in the U.S. interest. I submit to you unequivocally that you can easily call this a fifth column. So, you know,
yes,
I can't think of a bigger example in history, frankly.
I can't either. I mean, I remember back in the 1950s when I was getting my brainwashing in public school about, you know, communist subversion of the United States, and McCarthy was doing all of his nonsense. And it's as it turned out, our government was being infiltrated and subverted. We were just all looking in the wrong direction.
Right. I mean, you know, let's face it, our kids' lives, war and peace, our money, our treasure, our First Amendment and Bill of Rights, all are subject, you know, to this and under threat, dire threat, or even the existence of the country itself, since they've gotten us into nose-to-nose with the Russians, to this fifth column. It's got to be done away with. We can't have this anymore. You posted an article with Australia.
Just look at what Israel. Look how Israel treats the Palestinians, and understand they want to treat the American people exactly the same way. Look at the way they've trained our police force to just go on out and beat people up or shoot them first and ask questions afterwards.
You know, Mike, it's exactly right. If the way they've treated the West Bank and Gaza is the way they would treat anybody who they had complete control over.
Yes,
I mean, I wonder. You had an article that was talking about Australia that has a law against dual citizen people in government.
Most countries have that. Most countries require people in government to be full citizens, not dual citizens. Now, in the case of the situation in Australia, most of those people didn't even realize they were dual citizens, because the laws governing citizenship vary from country to country. And some of these people were born in Australia, but their father had come from New Zealand or Great Britain, and under the New Zealand and British laws, that made them de facto citizens of those countries as well. But in the case of here in the United States of America, we have all these dual citizens who are obviously more loyal to Israel, and they're just throughout our entire government. We're living under foreign puppet rule, and we should not accept it any more than the people of Iraq did, or the people of Iran did, or the people of Libya or Yemen, or any of the other countries that have been placed under foreign puppet rule by the United States over the last half century.
Back in 1991, when we were the Gulf War, the first Gulf War, the Desert Storm, Rahm Emanuel. When we were at war, Rahm Emanuel goes over and puts on an Israeli uniform. He never publicizes it, but there it is. It's a fact. He, you know, we were at war, and he goes over to Israel. I remember in L.A., there were 800. There was a demonstration, a big thing in the West L.A. in front of the Veterans Center there, and where they had a 800 Los Angeles Jews ready to join the Israeli army when we were at war in 91. So,
yep.
I mean, you know, it's just, I just look where we're going here. We hadn't followed our own interests in decades.
No.
So,
well, we, the American people, are trying to follow our own interests, but our government has been totally compromised. Remember Cynthia McKinney? Where she came on out and blew the whistle that people elected to Congress have to sign a pledge that they will support Israel.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. An oath of allegiance,
I mean, that's
to the Israeli
treasonous.
Lobby, basically. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Well, Mike, thank God for you. That's all I can tell you. Thank God for you. Anyways, that's
all right, well,
for
thanks
me,
an awful
keep
lot.
Up the work.
And we're going to let you go here, and we're going to take one more call from Steve Elkins. Steve, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Well, I was a little bit disturbed by what I heard before Peter and the caller suggested that the end of times, that we'll all be doomed and Israel will be saved because they're the chosen people. Basically, that's what he was saying. And I'm a little disturbed by somebody who actually believes that the rest of the world are second-class citizens and that the Israelis are the chosen people. So I was just kind of surprised that he actually came out of his mouth saying that he actually believes that Israel would be taken care of, which would basically believe that the Israelis, the Jewish people, are the chosen people. I'm surprised he said that.
Well, that is apparently his belief, and maybe he's a Christian Zionist, and the Christian Zionists have been successfully exploited by Israel for political gain to the point where when Israel vandalizes and damages these historic Christian churches in the Holy Lands, the Christian Zionists won't say a thing about it.
Right. That's just disturbing. That's why he even listens to RBN. He believes that. There's got to be a station out there for him, but I believe we're all equal. Equal in the eyes of God, so maybe he might want to rethink that whole philosophy of his.
Well, you know, it's really funny, of course, is that if you go to the Scofield Bible and this whole legend about the rapture, Israel gets left behind when it all happens. You know,
right.
Jesus comes down, takes all the true believing Christians and takes them up to heaven with him, and Israel gets left behind. So, different sort of take on that story.
Right. Hey, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to close the phone lines here because I've got a lot of news to get here. Getting on back to Iran, John Bolton is out there saying that President Trump's decision to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal isn't part of a broader plan to attack the country. Really, it's not a prelude to a U.S. invasion. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. Of course it's a prelude to invasion. They're going to make a big issue over Iran still having those long-range ballistic missiles, and they're going to go in and start bombing the place again. And they're going to keep on bombing it until there's a regime change. It's the same pattern the U.S. government has followed in all these other countries. Why would they change it now? Now, we're getting a story over here from Activist Post that's warning that Israel is setting the stage to attack Iran over phony claims of Iranian missile threat. Now, Iran is not stupid. They are not going to fire a missile into Israel because they know Israel's looking for that excuse. Trump is looking for that excuse. Israel and the U.S. both have nuclear weapons. And until Iran has a nuclear weapon, they're going to basically be very quiet. Plus, Iran is not a warlike country. They're over supporting their good friends in Syria at the request of the Syrian government. They have every right to be there, despite what Israel is screaming. But they're not in the business of just throwing their weight around and threatening other countries. Israel is apparently mobilizing some of their reserve troops, getting ready to have a big war either with Syria or Lebanon or Iran or all three at the same time. I noticed they're fortifying that Golan very, very much. They don't want to give that back. They don't want to give back all that oil and gas. Israel wants to keep that. That's ours now. By right of conquest. Israel is threatening that they will assassinate Syria's Bashar al-Assad if he allows Iran to continue to operate in Syria. A few days ago it was, we'll come after you if you allow Iran to attack Israel from inside Syria. Now they're just saying, get Iran out of Syria or we're coming to kill you. And again, not a word about any of this on the American corporate media. We got to take another break for commercials and we'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, it's been pointed out that Israel attacked Syria less than an hour after Trump announced he was withdrawing from the Iran deal. So obviously Israel knew what was coming and they were prepared for it. Basically, they were wheels up while Trump was still on the air. And we're now seeing, of course, Israel, meaning Netanyahu, basically challenging the U.S. to escalate in Syria, and they're advocating a war to impose regime change on Iran. So long as the Americans do the actual fighting, of course, because the Jewish kids, they're just too precious to risk on that, you know. That's what the Americans are for. Now, Israel puts their army on alert in the Golan Heights, which I explained before. They don't want to give that back. They're afraid that if actual war breaks out between Israel and Syria, Syria is going to want to come into the Golan and recapture that for its resources. And there's been another attack in Damascus. Apparently, there were rocket fire killed four people in the Syrian capital, and they're assuming that the rockets were fired by U.S.-backed terrorists. So it's still going on. They're still going on. But they're losing. The U.S. is still losing, even with the escalation. And the Syrian forces have basically cleaned out the last opposition-held enclave. There are no more. And they've allowed them to leave. They've surrendered their weapons, many of which are made in Great Britain and the United States. They've taken their families, and they've got a huge convoy of buses. And they're just letting them leave the area. Most of the Syrian rebels are just tired of the fighting. They're feeling like they were used, that they were lied to. So, let's see. Story coming out of Activist Post. U.S. and France are setting the stage for another false flag chemical attack in Syria to justify more bombing. Yeah, that's going to be the inevitable next step. Because they want to look like the good guys. Trump wants to look like he's the good guy. Macron wants to look like the good guy. Well, we have to do more bombing, into Syria because Assad is gassing his own people, which is as big a lie as Saddam has nuclear weapons. And at some point, I wish the American people would just really get angry over how much we're being lied to. Because being lied to on such a scale shows that the government has absolutely no respect for us as intelligent human beings. They think we're all morons that are just going to go on believing the propaganda, no matter how much W catapults it forward. And no, we don't believe the propaganda anymore. And we're tired of war. We're probably going to lose this one, and it's probably going to go nuclear as well. Now, Russia has just sent another ship to Syria to deliver more weapons. It's a big cargo ship. It's sailing toward Mediterranean waters to deliver more weapons to the Syrian government. And according to ISIC, the Russian flag heavy-laden ship Ro-Ro Sparta has entered Mediterranean waters via the Bosphorus Strait and is en route to the port of Tartus. And the ship is carrying a large quantity of ammunition, missiles, artillery shells, bombs, and jets. All right, we're going to take a break here for station identification. We'll be back with hour two after these few words.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.